Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend joining us this half hour, folks. Alexander Montague is here. Alexander is a very accomplished attorney, especially in the area of intellectual property. He has quite a list of credentials, I should say. But since this is only a two-hour program, I'm not going to go over all of them. But he's also the author of Intellectual Property, Money and Power in a New Era. And it's the 2012 edition. And he's our new friend, Alexander Montague. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, that's Montague without the E on the end. I know many of you are going to be Googling him while we're talking. Alexander, one of the things that my audience knows that I've been harping on, preaching and thumping them about is helping small business owners to get it into their head that they too, not just big companies, but small businesses, every small business out there is creating sometime during the year, if not sometime every month, creating some kind of intellectual property, even if it's not patentable. Even if they don't want to copyright it or tell the world that they own it, it could be a trade secret. But regardless, they are creating and using their own proprietary intellectual property. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. We have an economy and a society where technology is revolutionizing the way that we live, the way that we interact with each other, and the way that we do business with each other. And the result of this is that intellectual property has come to the forefront of our system. And in this situation, small businesses and large businesses should be very, very concerned about how they deal with that. So I say to small businesses, ask yourselves three questions. What have I done to identify and protect my intellectual property? What have I done not to step onto someone else's intellectual property? And how do I monetize my valuable intellectual property?
And that third, the first and the third are the really big ones. Of course, no one should. We do have to be careful about not abusing someone else's intellectual property and stealing it or borrowing it. You know, since that's like stealing it when you didn't know you were stealing it, right? You borrow it. But
to that point, I mean, when you identify your intellectual property and you go to protect it, you have to do some searching to make sure that you don't inadvertently step onto someone else's intellectual property, because if you do, then protecting yours is going to be difficult. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you set up a new business and you want to have a name for that business. Then you should do a trademark search to make sure that someone else doesn't already have that name registered. Now, the crucial thing about this is that there's so much importance going on the internet, for example. You know, domain names are related to trademarks. So this type of searching and this type of protection has taken on monumental importance in our economy today. So maybe 50 years ago, or you know, even as late as 20 years ago, maybe it wasn't as crucial to do this type of checking and protection. Today, the success of every business, I might add, large and small, depends on whether or not they are protecting their intellectual property. Because increasingly, all we have is intellectual property.
That's exactly right. And my audience has heard me say before, the way the ratio of physical assets and intellectual assets is how those numbers are inverting in terms of the critical mass for large companies, especially, but increasingly for small businesses. But you know, the good news is, Alexander, is that it's easy to check on those things right now. I mean, the U.S. PTO. .gov, you can go there and see who's got a name already. You can check with your local, the state government, to find out if somebody else owns a corporation that is the same name as the company that you want to, that you're thinking about naming your company. You know, there are a lot of ways of doing that from you know, right on your computer.
You know, there are ways of doing it for yourself, but I would say that to do a proper trademark search, you need to really take advice. I mean, it's one of those.
I agree with that. I'm just saying though, if you just wanted to get started and just,
yeah.
I mean, you could. I mean, look, think about this. You're sitting there thinking about starting your. I mean, I remember sitting in my little office, starting my own company, coming up with my own name, and it would have been awfully handy in those days to have been able to go online and say, oh, can't use that one. That was clearly taken. I don't have to pay an attorney to find out that I don't need to go there.
Yeah, I mean, this is true, but on the other hand, you know, the amount that you would have to pay for a clearance search, that's what we call a trademark search, is relatively manageable. What's really not manageable, Jim, is if you don't do the search, and then you end up having to face someone else that has either registered the mark or someone else who is using the mark illicitly on the Internet.
Right.
And the costs of getting, dealing with those problems, which are disputes, are enormous.
Well, here's the thing. You're talking to a guy who uses both of those systems. We are very familiar with the USPTO.gov site, but at the same time, we write checks here every year to intellectual property attorneys. And one of the big things, I think, is if you should wander over into an area that's a little bit gray. What do you think about that, where your name sort of is like one that's out there and you think you can get away with it? That's where the attorney can advise you. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, my book is full of examples like that, you know.
Yeah.
One that I like, I can tell you about, is actually a case that...
Hold on to that thought, Alexander. I want you to have plenty of time to tell your story. I would like for you to do that. After these messages, we've got to take a quick break. Alexander, give us the website and tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
At www.montaguelaw.com/book. Montague, no E at the end.
Yeah, Montague without an E at the end. Montaguelaw.com, and then do a /book, and you'll find the book, Intellectual Property by Alexander Montague. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.